Here in Newcastle's Triple M.
Now, we just touched on it then with the AMA coming out and suggesting or encouraging us to wear masks in public. We know that the Premier is most probably going to announce further restrictions, mainly for pubs today.
Yep.
To reduce that, you can't book above 10. They want to bring back and make sure they're taking people's names and numbers, because we've seen what's happened at the Cassula Hotel. They didn't.
Yeah.
And now we've got 21 cases at least down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd catch up with Dr. Lee Fong, who is the secretary of the Hunter GPs Association. He's also the clinical director of the Hunter Primary Care, and find out what his and his colleagues' thoughts are. G'day, Dr. Fong.
How are you going?
Very well.
Lee, funny, last night we were both watching your story and you said exactly what we'd been saying that day on the show, was that it seems with lifted restrictions that once we get inside those pubs and clubs, it's and house parties, it's handshakes, hugs all round.
Oh, look, it's a really hard thing not to do, isn't it? I mean, what do you do when your mates go to shake your hand,
yeah,
go to hug you? You're lining up to get into the pub or the club or the cafe, or, you know, in my case, lining up to get my lychee half sugar extra bubbles bubble tea, and the person behind you in the queue is literally breathing down your neck. What do you say? I mean, it's a difficult social situation at the very least.
Can we go back to the tea? What is that?
What is it?
You don't know what bubble tea is?
No, come on.
Where you've been living under a rock?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we only just discovered cappuccino. What's going on?
Oh, God. Look, Chartheim. Yeah, Westfield guitar, can I play?
Sure.
So you get it. What is it called?
Yeah, no. It's called Bubble Tea. There's a few outlets. There's one in, at least one in Jesmond.
Yeah.
And there's another one at Katara Westfield. There's got to be one at Charlestown Square as well. It's this Asian thing.
Right.
Yeah, I've got an Asian background. I've got to plug it. It's this sweet tea that's got bubbles made out of tapioca, if you know what that is.
Mm.
It's a huge, massive thing in Asia, and it's come through Sydney, and it's come to Newcastle. If you haven't experienced it, you need to experience it.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a crack at it. The other thing is, after those plugs, you'll never have to buy one again. So anyway, but what can we do? And I was suggesting to Tanya, sadly, with a normal human brain, when we're locked down, we're affected. When we're opened up, we cease to think it.
No, and look, you're right. I mean, because we're social animals, aren't we?
Yeah.
Everything we've learned as we've grown up says, you know, we get pleasure and support from being with other people, and we help and support other people by being with them. So what we're trying to do is really go against that, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, there's a line that I'm trying to come up with something inspirational. And the best thing I could come up with was hold the line. You know where that quote's from?
Gladiator.
Gladiator, of course. You know, and the whole quote is, you know, 3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be, and it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. Okay, that's the whole quote. And you know what it ends on? It ends on, stay with me. So even that quote, I mean, if we're going to turn it on its head, what we're trying to say is, 3 weeks from now, I will be drinking bubble tea with my friends. Imagine where you will be, and it will be so. Hold the line.
Russell,
stay 1.5 metres away from me. And that's kind of what we're trying to push.
Russell Crowe is quaking in his boots, yeah, Lee, because he knows that the next role that comes up, you're him. You're going for it.
But, yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Okay.
We're turning a social norm, which is stay together.
Yeah.
And we're trying to push it to, well, actually, you know what? To protect each other, we need to stay apart.
And
it's not an easy thing to do.
And it is about getting across to people the contagion of it, though. Mm. I still don't think, because, again, you mentioned it yourself, human nature is to go, it happens to everyone else but me.
And also, I think the other thing I was thinking, maybe we need to, there's probably some misunderstandings about COVID-19. I think a very common thing, and like I was talking to someone who was working in the hospital the other day, it was about 3 months ago, to be fair to them, so maybe there wasn't a lot of knowledge about it, but they were saying to me, oh, you know, I've got a bit of a cough and a bit of a runny nose. I said, no, you need to get tested. And the response was, no, I'm fine. I know my body.
Mm.
I know I don't have COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you can't know that. But even beyond that, you know, we reckon about 50% of people that have COVID-19 don't have symptoms.
Yep.
So, well, and they can still spread it.
Well, that's it. And with the spreading, where are you sitting on the mask? I know the AMA is suggesting we should. Do you think they should make it mandatory that if you go out in public, we should wear a mask?
Yeah, that's controversial. So, look, the official line is that if you're in a place where there's lots of community transmission occurring, so you're in a hotspot, for example, and you're in a place where you can't actually do the physical distancing. And say, our classic place is, you know, you're on a bus or you're on a tram or you're on a train, public transport, and maybe in a crowded shopping centre as well, then there might well be a benefit to wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the caveat is, and this is where the concern comes from, is that people are worried that if you don't put the mask on properly and you don't take it off properly, then you might actually just end up giving yourself COVID-19 because you've got it on your hands.
Okay.
Or you've got it on the front of your mask and then you get it on your hands and then you shove it up your nose because you're picking your nose or whatever. So that's kind of concern. And there's also another thing, which is that people reckon maybe if you put a mask on, now you think you're immune.
Yeah.
And you can just go and hug people and all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure there's a lot of evidence about that.
Well, fair
enough.
But
those are the concerns.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We've enjoyed it on many, many levels.
I want to get the tea.
Yeah, I know, the bubble tea. I have had one.
Yeah, no, go and get it.
I have actually had one, and it is yummy. And coming from a doctor, that it's okay for us, correct, Lee? It's all right.
Oh, half sugar,
Half sugar. Yeah. All right, half sugar. Half sugar bubble tea. Dr. Lee Fong, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
There he is.
I'm going to have a go at that. Because, I mean, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. How's that?
That was Gladiator 2.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was awesome.
I've never had an acting doctor on the phone before.
No, I like him.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. That was good.
It's Tanya and Steve. This is Triple M.
Triple M, this is Tanya and Steve. Over the past couple of weeks, we've given away...